In the story, they're always eating and holding hands and they're feasting. If your goal this Christmas is to just feast with each other, that's wonderful because it shows that there's intense joy. That's what you do when you feast. I'm pretty sure the Whos are Lutheran because we eat a lot in the Lutheran church. Number three, what the Whos do is they're always singing. Colleen would love this. They're always singing in the story. They're holding hands. Another clear clue that they're Lutheran. There's no doubt about it. And friends, that's what we're doing here tonight. Do you know how beautiful the gift of singing is? Oh, man. Thank you for singing tonight. It's a blessing to me to hear everyone sing the Christmas carols. And so that's what the Whos do. And we pray that with your family, you're doing those three things that the Whos do. They seem to be the heroes of the story. And the biggest thing with the Whos is they have an unending joy in them. When the Grinch comes and steals all those presents, they still eat. They still sing. They're still joyful. It's unending. Doesn't matter what's happening. All right, so for a moment, turn to your neighbor and give them, I'll give you an example. Give them a Who face, all right? Yes, with a smile. Here's mine. Okay, I'm not a very good actress. All right. Excellent. Thank you for participating tonight. Sorry for being corny. Okay, so in the Christmas story, there's one person who has unending joy that I just see it in her life, and that's Mary. If you read about this story, Carol, I really appreciate how Carol gave the explanation of the story tonight. Mary was pregnant for 9 months, and I can imagine that her journey for 9 months had to be filled with a lot of chaos and trouble. We think it's kind of quaint and wonderful. It had to be chaotic. Why? She's giving birth in a place that's hundreds of miles away from family. We picture having our children and having friends and family close by. She's way off from her family. Or there's this option for Mary. This is an interesting thought. Maybe Mary's had a lot of distress and conflict in her life because of this pregnancy. Remember, she's a young teenager. Her parents are probably pretty conservative. And when she comes, usually when someone shares that they're pregnant, there's a lot of joy and happy thoughts and happy expressions. But you see, she shared that the Lord was conceiving a baby in her womb. How strange that must have been for her parents to hear. And then she pointed to the man right next to her, Joseph, and said, "And he's not the father." How do you think that was received by her family? Maybe conflict here. And so that's how Jesus is born. In the midst of conflict, in the midst of being far away from family, Mary, she keeps her joy. Her joy is unending because she knows that Christ is born, the Savior of the world. Friends, your joy is unending tonight. Jesus has been born for you. Whether you're experiencing plenty this year or whether you're experiencing like so many, very, very little. Whether you're experiencing festival and celebration or if you're mourning, whether you're grinchy or you're like a who, dear friends, your joy is unending. Christ has been born for you. How can we know that? It's a critical thing. God showed his face. What does that mean? God didn't leave it up for chance to for people to write wonderful poetry about who he is, or to be a concept that someone thinks up, or to be debated in a university setting or by academics. God showed his face. Jesus was born. And so go ahead and transition one more slide. When John, the gospel writer, writes in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, he writes these words. That which was from the beginning, he's talking about Jesus, which we have heard, these are sensory statements, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. What he's saying is, God's not a concept. We saw him in Jesus. God, that's amazing. Now, in the climax of Dr. Seuss's story, do you know when the climax happens, when the big moment hits? It's when Cindy Lou Who, who's barely two, shows her face to the Grinch. For 53 years, the Grinch has not seen anyone. Cindy Lou Who bridges the gap and shows her face to the Grinch. And guess what happens? His heart becomes bigger. Dear friends, God has not left things to chance. He has shown himself to you, and our hearts are bigger for that. We pray here at Peace that your hearts are bigger for what God has done, because it is a marvelous thing. He has not left anything to chance, but he's shown us his face, and we take it in. Someone wrote Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss received lots of letters from fans and readers. It's a famous story that's written. I think it's true. Two brothers wrote a letter to Dr. Seuss. Their names were Bob and David Grinch from New Jersey. They wrote Dr. Seuss asking him to change the name of the Grinch because they were teased unmercifully by their friends. You know what Dr. Seuss wrote back to those two brothers? He said, "I'm sorry," this is quote close to what he said, "I'm sorry that you've been teased, but I'm afraid that your friends have missed the point of my story. The Grinch is the hero of the story. Certainly he starts out as the villain, but it's not how you start off in life. It's who you are at the end," unquote. Beautiful. Dear friends, have a big heart. Christmas allows us to have a heart change like the Grinch because God's face has come close to us. Jesus has been born. We pray that in whatever way you can have connections and a heart change for God and for others, that may be the case this Christmas. Amen. May you not have a Grinchy Christmas. We're going to hear a special song to just consider what God did in the gift of his son, and Nora Stanley's going to sing that for us, another time to ponder and consider God's great work done for us.